Happy Tuesday.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
That did not sound convincing.
I know. I'm a bit angry at my coworkers.
Oh. Well, hopefully this meeting is therapeutic then.
Afterwards, I will go to my punching ball, and that will help.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Hi, Susanne.
Hey.
You are here.
Ja, nächste Woche nicht.
Okay. Wonderful.
I start on Thursday, 7:30 in Antols.
Wow. You need to report.
I will. I will be there for the meeting on 17th. The Tuesdays I have off and I schedule a lot of meetings.
That sounds that this will be a very exciting experience.
It will
So
be.
you are allowed into the Olympics backyard
No.
and behind the scenes, or
Not really. I mean, the accreditation and uniform distribution is in the Olympic Village of Antholz, so I will be there. The German team got their accreditation today, and I was like, "No, why?"
wow.
But yeah, and on the Mondays I also have free, but then I'll be going to Mailand for a hockey game, Germany, France, and on the second one I'm going to curling in Cortina.
Sounds great. Yeah, welcome everyone. As we just have 30 minutes, I hope for at least Paul because he wanted to do the moderation today, and Boaz as the co-chair of this group, but maybe they will join us later. But I very warmly welcome Tom, who just disappeared.
I'm
So,
still on. I was just thought I would make you not sick by having my camera on as I walked. I'm
okay,
about a minute from my office.
that's helpful. Thank you so much. And nice to have you here and that you can make the time. It was not easy to bring everybody together. And as it seems, we won't bring everybody together today as well. So we are
Improvise.
improvise, yeah. But at least we are four persons here, and yeah, normally we start with some housekeeping, and the question is, does anybody else want to step in as being the moderator today? Or shall I simply continue and someone else is taking notes because I was dedicated to be the note taker?
I can take notes.
Okay, then I'm continuing if everybody's okay with that. And putting this in. And the special purpose of this meeting is to give everybody the opportunity to talk back to Tom about the purpose of this group and how we represent ourselves in the next community council meeting. And Tom already gave us a certain task to fill out a document I sent around. I made some comments in the document already, so maybe we can walk through quickly. And we wanted to talk about the charge we have, and we might want to introduce at the community council meeting. Boaz, great, you can make it.
Hey.
I'm just introducing the today's purpose of this meeting, and I think that's already a lot for half an hour. So is everybody good with that, or did I forget something?
I agree, it's a lot. I think we're good.
Okay, so I don't lose any time. With what do we want to start? Had everybody the opportunity to look into the committee charge and made comments? A minute ago, I only saw myself, or I saw Kristin and myself. Boas wrote it, so maybe you don't have much to add. And Susanna and Mike, shall we walk through this document first and then because,
Kristen, could we do it? I know you also saw the table. I think the committee charge predates the table, and it might be helpful to look at the table first, and then apply it, because I think there's some extra things in the committee charge that probably may fall to a different group or be a combination effort.
Okay, then I would propose I'm sharing my screen. It's always easier to have something to look at. And we start with the request. Well, that's not the re that's the request. There are some notes, but Tom, you meant this table, right?
I did. I did. And
Okay.
I think, just as you know from our conversations, and I was able to talk to Boaz, it's fantastic. This group and its momentum is fantastic. It did strike me that there's several things that revolve around members. One is the community council, of course. Second one is the officers. A third one is this group. And there are some tasks that probably could be taken up, and either by one of those three units or by a different constellation of people. So this was an attempt to lay out anything that had been mentioned in the charter or in other discussions about who was responsible for what, and then to have good assignment and agency and visibility. So that was the goal.
Yeah, I have to say I put something already in because I had some time yesterday to speed it up a little bit, but that is just my idea. So yeah, we can walk through this. If you have read the charter, you see a lot of overlap. Start with the annual member survey. That is dedicated to the community council and member subgroup, and I read some comments and I added one myself that of course the member subgroup is not alone responsible for running a yearly survey. I totally agree to that. Any comments on this point?
I like that it's a togetherness kind of thing because there will be things that we would be interested in knowing more from the members, and the CC sending it out makes sense. So yeah, that looks good to me. And it's good to have that table because it really nicely defines what is in scope and what is not, which is kind of what we were always asking ourselves. So that's good.
Okay. Welcome to Paul, who sneaked in
Hi.
silently.
Sorry. But may I ask, is the outreach SIG and a metric group already, does they exist, or is it an idea to have some?
As far as I know, the metric SIG exists, but not the new outreach SIG. But as
Okay.
we dedicated some tasks to a an outreach SIG, I think we need one. Or any other body
Is
that is looking after onboarding in future.
has the community council been talking about an outreach SIG? Is that something that's been identified as something that we need to create or reconstitute?
Yes. And reconstitute. It's conceptual at this point, but there's clearly, if we want to expand membership, then we need to have some group that is actually reaching out to talk to members or potential members.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And it could be from, it could be that this group is doing that, or it may be that this group should be focused on more maintenance of existing members than less on outreach. So that I think there's some fungibility there.
Okay. I'm jumping to the members outreach, and maybe if I can clear this comment, I can add another one. What was the word you just needed?
Reconstitute, I think Mike said.
reconstitute. Yep.
Sorry, Mike, it sounds like you're fighting something, so I jumped in.
No.
Or you took up smoking 40 years ago.
I did. But only when I was at a bar.
Okay, annual members meeting is the member subgroup. I think we all agreed on that when we founded this group, and that is one of the few tasks we are all aligned with, in my understanding. But I, any comments? I take that as a go. Then we have two tasks that are not dedicated to any of us. As long as no one jumps in, I would simply go ahead. Okay, then we have new member onboarding. We can find some differentiation in the charter about splitting onboarding in a welcoming. Mentioned in welcoming email and real onboarding work. So maybe that needs to be the reconstituted outreach SIG
May I
for
ask for
onboarding.
clarification something? Onboarding, is it a new group
I
also,
don't know
or
where this group comes from.
okay.
That was Tom, do you know?
Ah, Tom asked the same question. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Is the community council planning some more onboarding? I mean, I would assume an outreach SIG is enough. It doesn't need an onboarding and an outreach SIG.
Yeah, and as far as I can recall, there was never an onboarding group.
No,
So we can
confirm.
maybe, yeah. Ah, thanks, Tom.
It makes sense to makes a lot of sense to me for the outreach group to finish by helping new members come into the community.
Yeah. So we have this. Then we have twice the community council. I added here the community council as well. Define, redefine membership values, services to members.
Maybe it's a joint thing because
That can
we,
be, yeah.
we can work nicely with each other for sure.
And we certainly did a lot of that kind of work last
Right.
year.
Yeah, we did. Then tracking institutions that use Folio, that is definitely that thing that the metrics group is doing.
I don't know what's the metrics group. Sounds good.
It's a subgroup from the community council.
Cool. Cool.
It's a working group that came out of the DC summit, and I think one of the questions that is coming, one of the goals is to come up with a repeatable process for gathering metrics around Folio. One of the questions will be how does that get sustained? It may make sense that the metrics group just becomes, instead of a one-time working group, just becomes a standing group.
Yeah.
Like an annual basis or something to check and
Yeah.
up.
Sounds definitely related to that survey thing at the top as well, you know, but yeah, that's great. The annual state of folio, I think so, like maybe it's another thing we do together because like we definitely want to make sure that the members' voice, whatever that is. that's the two, it's near the bottom there. It's a four from the bottom.
You mean this
Just,
one?
like we can do that together as well, I guess, because like we want to make sure that the members, you know, are like we can have a spotlight of a new member in the annual report or something like that, or, you know.
I'm just looking on the one above. Is there any need to for discussion? Is that okay?
If somebody else is taking that on, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, I am an officer, so I know.
Yeah,
But we wanted to keep the burden on the member subgroup light, and so we already have that. Then general communications to members is I made it very simple for
Kirsten,
all.
sorry, can I? I just wanted to jump in. I think what Boaz said a minute ago is really important. We all recognize that with the forced recycling of members on community council and then off, having a group like the member subgroup anchor a state of folio report with the CC, which is the elected body, is really important because otherwise continuity is lost. Right. And
Exactly.
we've seen that this year. And I just wanted to articulate that as one of the goals and one of the benefits of having some of these additional groups.
That is very good, and maybe that's a good sentence for the next community council meeting to mention that again. And I don't know if we, I don't think it.
Everyone on this call probably agrees, and it's still worth saying, I think.
Thank you. I mean, that is, I think the goal is to reconnect this group with the community council, and then we are there where we what we are planning and can really be of help. But I'm sorry, I'm pressing on because we are so short of time. General communication to members, I mean, is more or less something everybody needs to do, but the main burden is on CC and member subgroup as well. But I added the all because I think it a general communication should be possible with everyone. But we can of course add this as well.
Makes sense.
This one, I have to say, I didn't understand what's meant here. So that's,
One question. For general communication to members, for me, it's not clear who is now in charge, who has an ownership there, and especially maybe what is meant by general communication to members is my problem to understand what the scope is. But maybe we have talked about that.
Kristin?
Just a thought here to help with that. I would say the members group has these specific responsibilities, and communications that the members group does should be about those specific responsibilities. General communication to me sounds like the CC responsibility. Maybe that would be one way to think about it, is that this is. We're going to communicate about the members' meetings, and we might, if we end up working on the survey, I still think the survey probably should come from the CC, although we would provide input. But I see I don't know if other people are seeing this, and this is where I was kind of looking at that charge. Like, I don't want the members group to have a charge that's like two-thirds of what CC does. And so I do see, like, if we can take on certain tasks and the CC can delegate it to the members group and we can do a good job with those, we're not like, I didn't see, I was not envisioning this group as being sort of like the public voice of the members necessarily. I was seeing this group as a way to help connect with members through some specific acts and actions, and then communicating that to the CC.
Really well said. 100% agree. I
Thanks.
tried to capture that in comments.
Great. That would be my question. Can we write it down? Thank you.
Okay. Then the next one, communication, responses on resources dedicated to members. I wasn't sure what was meant with resources dedicated to members.
I'll second that.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know
Yeah.
what that entails.
Do we get anything?
I was not sure I what
Logo
resources.
on the web. How big does JPEG or GIF? I think this is copied from number five of Boaz's draft charter. If you
Okay.
scroll down a little bit, and I think we can just strike it.
Okay,
If it if
cool.
it's not meaningful to this group now, it's a little bit confusing.
Probably something I just went with because AI did that for me or something.
You were hallucinating.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and I dare the last one is a governance and business model review. I think it makes sense. It's mainly on the community council, but I would like to see the member subgroup in this, if we may. Because in the end, we are a members subgroup and we just exist because of the governance that is put on this project. And it's a members project in a way. It's more than that, but yeah, that's why I thought we need to be. It would be good to have us on the table.
I think the same, because then for me, governance is community council issue generally, but I would love to talk about maybe to have a consulting committee or consulting group, like members subgroup as consulting ownership, but not as I see the ownership clear for CC, so maybe that would be a case.
I mean, it's a light touch, maybe. I agree with Mike here. Like, I don't see us as but we can say, hey, like, what about this? Because one of our members said, like, that's like crazy or something. So but I wouldn't necessarily put any ownership on us here. Like, that it sounds like this is more like an advisory role or some sort of, I don't know.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Tom, do you have any more wishes for this?
I think that this makes a lot of sense to me. I think it's also uncovering that we need an outreach group, and the metrics group needs the kind of a similar formalization, I would say. So all of that makes sense. I did in the comments, I think the other thing is this would be really good to formalize this as a delegated group from the community council, and that there should be ex officio. There needs to be re strong and good relationship, a structural relationship to CC. So CC member should be co-chair, for example, ex officio. Just to make sure that there's going. I don't know if it needs to be one of the CC co-chairs that does that or someone else on CC, but obviously there needs to be a lot of alignment. Same thing with the, which is currently the case, but same thing with the officers. The officers need to be ex officio members or somehow included in this.
Maybe it's a good idea to spend a few more minutes. I'm not sure if it makes a lot of sense to go through the charter. I may want to propose that we add more comments, as they're just comments from Kristin and me. And we
You
can
know, Kristen, we had a good definition now in the table. So getting back to this from what we talked about to the table level and delete what is not needed and adjusting it to fit is probably a good exercise in between now and next time. Or when is it
Yeah,
that
the
we're
thing is,
talking?
that's why I'm a bit pressing is next time is after
Okay.
the community council meeting where we are invited.
Yeah, so we'll need to do that right now after this meeting. What I want to, if we can, because Tom just talked about the membership, can we, because we didn't say much about it, like we want to make sure we are very specific about who's on the membership committee. So can we be specific here? So like we're saying ex officio co-chair, Like I'm just repeating what Tom said, like in case that's
And can
we
we
want to
please
be.
record that in the meeting notes? So,
Okay.
Susanne, do you get that?
Not really.
Okay, so
Sorry.
this is where we say membership, like we'll have a charge with a section that says membership. And then we want to say who is here. Do we have term appointments? Do we have like whatever we want to be saying around, who is belonging here? Because and we can also do that offline, and but I want it to be clear because we wanted to have a good representation from various groups, CC and alums or whatever I am now. So like writing down, like those things is good. And here we have a section that I didn't even remember. But because Tom is here and we have 4 minutes, I just want to make sure that we are good.
Is anybody able to spend some more minutes here in this circle?
Okay, can you expand it a little bit, enlarge it?
Yeah,
Just one.
I do need to go, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I do think going through this table was helpful in terms of clarifying scope, because that was where most of my questions were. Like, what are we, like, there were some things in here I was like, are we saying we want to do this? And some other things that I felt like were maybe a little too close to general community council responsibilities.
All right.
Kristin, did I understand you right? We should walk through this paper now.
Yeah, I won't be able to stay longer, but we can walk through it if there's
Okay. And I can already say I agree to nearly everything you said. So maybe I can be a little bit your voice if you need to know.
Yeah, that would be fine. Okay,
I
if
have to drop as well at the bottom of the hour, but I was going to suggest if we're going to have to do this offline, if someone can go through and clean up all the comments now that we have that table and sort of refresh the document based on their understanding of what's in that table, then the rest of us can come back and make comments.
I think that would make sense. I think
I
we would
can
have to.
I can clean up the document.
Yeah, and I would suggest, Kirsten, thank you so much. But when you do it, maybe you can even structure it a little bit like the table so that it's the same and people don't have to like translate, you know?
I mean, this is the charge that goes into the wiki page in the end. I
Yeah,
mean,
I guess what I'm thinking is under the responsibilities, we could kind of like, I feel like, and this may have been an AI thing, Boaz, I don't know. There's a lot there, and we could maybe have the responsibilities more mirror what's in the table. I think the charge and the scope is actually not too bad in a sense.
I'm just adding a that we want to connect this document to Tom's table.
Yeah, I don't know what other people think, but
I
I thought this
agree,
was
yeah.
really helpful for clarifying things.
We can, what about this? Cleaning up this charge and then add new comments where the charge is related to Tom's document.
Great.
So add comments, see table, and then it would make sense to add some numbers to the table. So each line has a number. We can refer to the number in the table.
Okay.
Tom, can you do that? Add numbers to your table?
Yeah, and I think we can also regroup them to cluster things like responsibilities together. Sure,
Okay.
happy to.
So I mean, it's next week. I don't know. I can offer maybe another hour on this. And
A quick
how do we want
observation,
how
Kirsten, I think there's a little bit of an escape valve because we should present this as a draft and open it for comments, not a done deal. So that if the
No,
wording is not
definitely.
perfect, we
That's why
can
I
do
thought,
it.
absolutely. But that's why I thought we can leave the comments in, but it's better to clean it up and then add new comments.
Great.
So how do we want to present this to Community Council? Who wants to do the introduction and
Well,
maybe
are you going to be there, Kirsten?
I will be there.
Okay.
I'll be there too.
Who's not there?
When is it?
Next Monday.
I won't.
I can't make it. I have a faculty committee meeting.
So,
So I trust you.
Christian,
I'll be there.
okay, that's great. I always feel, I mean, I know you always say my English is okay, but I'm happy if someone else is doing the intro point and I can step in then.
I'm happy to do that.
And Kristen,
Yeah, I
so
can
we are
help you.
simply trying this as a trio. I think that's maybe great. Okay, and I think the goal is to maybe give a short background information that we exist, who we are, that we have a charge we would like to introduce to the community council. Maybe Tom, you can jump in and give a short overview that we already talked to you and Paul, and how you are seeing this, what you just said with the connection to the ex officios. And I mean, the goal, I think, is that the charge is accepted after some time to for comments. And I'm still thinking it would be good if one or two people would join the group. We are still very small. If two people are not available, we are already very, very small. And that happens from time to time. And we have thought about having at least one member that is in no council at the moment, but that would be an extra task we may do want to do afterwards. Okay. Okay. As people are leaving, I'm simply talking to myself that everything I'm saying is okay. Good. Susanna, it would be great if you can add as much in the comments as possible, so to make it easy for us to remind me what to say on next Monday.
I tried.
Okay.
I
Good.
tried.
Okay.
Okay.
As always, 30 minutes are not long
Yeah.
to cover a lot of work. Tom, thank you so much for being here. So you are
Oh, I'm here
editing.
twice. I'm like
Yeah,
half the
you're even
people
here
here.
twice. That's even great and bigger and wonderful. Very, very wonderful. So you are
This is
editing.
great. I think we made lots of progress. I have no doubt that people will want to join once it's more visible. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, and there are people in the community council being very active on membership, and I think it's natural to merge these initiatives.
Yeah, this is great. Re thank you
Okay.
all for all the good work.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bye.